All right. You know what? I love my holiday movies, Andy, Don, but I love the Christmas episodes, my favorite TV episodes that I have to watch every single year. That's a classic. That's the Dick Van Dyke Show right there.
I was going to say, there's one other one from the Dick Van Dyke Show, that that Oni Yoof's one.
Yeah.
With the flying saucer.
Yes. Yes.
That's an oldie, but a goodie.
But the Christmas ones, I mean, that's what I love to watch every single year. And that's when they put on a little show around television. By the way, all my kids are going to join me this morning at some point. They're just getting up at different times. But my 10-year-old just took a Uber down here. No, I'm kidding. And he's in studio. Alex, say good morning.
Good morning.
And?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Absolutely. So what are some of your favorites, Andy? Like, you know, like must watches that you have to watch, like some kind of seasonal holiday thing.
The Holiday Armadillo from Friends.
Oh.
I cannot go a season without watching Ross dressed up as the Holiday Armadillo because they were all out of Santa suits.
I love that.
And he wanted to teach his son about the fact that he was half Jewish.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Of course, what's his face? Chandler comes in as dressed as Santa Claus and ruins the whole thing. So it was pretty funny. That's a great one.
I think the Friends holiday episodes are on maybe tonight at 7 on WGN, maybe again tomorrow. I can't remember, but I think I for sure tonight. How about you, Don? Any favorites?
I usually throw on one of the Frasier holiday episodes because the dad usually decks out that apartment, you know, in holiday decorations and a little dancing Santa and that kind of stuff. So that's what I'll usually throw on.
Okay. All right.
We were watching White Christmas last night.
Oh, nice.
At the house,
too. Very nice.
My fiance Gretchen loves that movie.
Classic. Absolute classic.
Mm-hmm.
Other TV episodes, Honeymooners was a classic. Ralph bought a gift and stuck it underneath the icebox, and Norton comes in, and he goes underneath the icebox and finds the drip pan and thinks that's the gift, of course. Let's take a little listen to that.
What's present for you?
Oh, well, hand it over.
Huh?
I say hand it over.
Ain't you got nothing for me?
Yes, I've got something for you.
All right.
One.
Two.
Three. Merry Christmas.
Well, I suppose we both gave us the same thing, a tie.
I didn't get you no necktie.
You didn't?
What's in here?
How about your pair of spats?
Spats.
What did you get me spats for?
Well, let's face it, Ralph. You're not the easiest guy in the world to shop for, you know. It's pretty tough to get a guy something that, well, a guy that's got everything.
Well, Merry Christmas, Ralph.
Merry Christmas, Norton. Anyway, I know it came from your heart.
No, it didn't. It came from the fat man's shop.
Never mind.
I think spats, didn't they hold up your socks? Back then.
You got me on that one.
Like suspenders for your socks. Brady Bunch. I think I remember Cindy was going to see Santa, and Santa promised some things that he probably shouldn't have, but it was like her mother had laryngitis and came out and said, oh, you know, he said mom will get her voice back for Christmas morning mass. Let's take a listen.
I'm sure your mommy will get her voice back.
Oh, thank you, Santa.
What are you so excited about, sweetie, huh?
Santa's gonna give Mommy your voice back for Christmas.
He's what?
He promised Mommy can sing on Christmas morning.
Oh, honey, how could he do that? He's not a doctor.
He's better than a doctor. He's Santa Claus.
Yeah, see? He's Santa Claus. And all the power in the world.
Can I? I just looked up spats, by the way.
Okay.
This is a shortening of spatter dashes or spatter guards.
It's
a classic footwear accessory. Indeed, you slap them over the shoes. They look like kind of a bridle, like for a horse that's on saddle, and you just put them around your shoes for outerwear.
So the mud and whatever doesn't splash on your shiny shoes.
Exactly.
Right, a pair of spats. I'm going to get you guys a pair of spats before the end of the day.
Yeah,
today.
Spatter dashes. I could use that.
Spatter dashes, okay. Happy Days, a classic episode. Probably one of your favorites, Alex, right? You've seen that a million times. Yeah. And it was Fonzie. It was the first season. He was spending Christmas alone and everybody figured it out. He was trying to tell everybody he had big plans and everything. And then Richie and the Cunninghams figured it all out. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Dad. Can we have anybody over for tonight?
Now, look, I thought we had that all settled. We decided that this Christmas Eve was going to be strictly for the family. We're going to have fun.
Hey, Fonz. Since I didn't get you anything, how about coming to my home for Christmas turkey?
I got plans. Yeah, what are you doing, Fonz?
Oh. Well, I'm going up to, Waukesha.
Waukesha?
Yeah. Yeah. I got a regular thing on Christmas time. My cousin lives up there. A big house. The spread they put out for Christmas. They, you know, lots of presents. Big family. Big family. Big house. Lights. Big, big tree. Works. Oh, yeah. I'm not much for family, you know, but I figure once a year I can take it.
I'm leaving tonight on the 4 o'clock bus.
Hey, Mr. C, thanks a lot.
For what?
I know you're hip to Waukesha.
Well, to tell you the truth, Fonzie, it was Richie who figured it out.
There you go. Ron, you're on 720 WGN. You got a favorite holiday Christmas TV episode?
Well, all three are great, but you opened up with my favorite, a true classic. Me and my wife just look forward to that Dick Van Dyke.
Right.
And I have to admit, maybe I'm a little biased because that's also my favorite sitcom.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it. Still watch it. So, again, love it. And when I was sitting here and I said, wow, to me, he opened up with the best. And again, Merry Christmas to everyone there.
Thanks Ron. Much. Same to you, pal. Thank you very much. Yeah, that show still does stand up. Someone texted in All in the Family. There's always something inappropriate with that show, but Henry Jefferson, long before George Jefferson was a part of the Jeffersons, there was the uncle or something living next door, and he came up dressed as Santa, and there was a big argument whether Santa was white or black. Let's take a listen to that.
While we're on the subject of looks, you're going to play Santa Claus. You know, Santa Claus was white and so was his beard.
I told you to say that, Uncle Henry.
That's ridiculous. I'd look silly with a white beard. And who said Santa Claus was white?
Oh, come on now. I had the same argument with you about Jesus. I hate to go over old ground again, but the fact is Jesus is white and so is Santa Claus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, Buckle. When I was a kid on Christmas Eve, the guy that used to fill my stocking was black.
Classic, All in the Family. All right, if you've got a favorite holiday TV episode, we're going to do this till the bottom of the hour. 312-981-7200. Got a bunch of texts coming in. You can call 312-981-7200. We'll do that next. Dave Plyer and Fallou, we're talking about favorite holiday TV Christmas episodes. Who was that, Andy? Keep that rolling. Who's that? Who's the band that was playing there? Rock and Roll. TV show.
Osmond. Oh, no. Partridge Family.
Partridge Family. You got it. Yeah.
David Cassidy.
Yeah, that's right. We got a bunch of texts in. Must watch is Bozo, Gar, and Ray. No question. Mary Tyler Moore show. She was stuck working. Absolutely. Simpsons roasting on an open fire. That was the pilot episode to The Simpsons. Love MASH. Cheers. Christmas Cheers. The Office. The Christmas Party. Here is a record that Peter Griffin was promoting on The Family Guy for Christmas. Let's take a listen.
Sessions presents A Peter Griffin Christmas, featuring such standards as...
Everybody look at the snow in the yard.
And who could forget...
I brought these gifts for you, they're up in my bum.
And everyone's favorite.
La 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 la, la 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 la, look at the bells, look at the bells. Holy crap, here comes Jesus, and he doesn't look too happy. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Okay. Alex, did you like that one?
Yeah.
I thought you would, yeah. Seinfeld, of course. I got probably 4 or 5 texts on that one. Festivus, of course.
Oh, yeah.
It was yesterday.
Festivus was yesterday. Let's take a little listen to that.
Dear son, happy Festivus? What is Festivus?
It's nothing. It's nothing.
When George was growing his father hated all the commercial and religious aspects of Christmas, so he made up his own holiday.
Oh, and another piece of the puzzle falls into place.
All right.
And instead of a tree, didn't your father put up an aluminum pole?
Jerry, stop it.
And then weren't there feats of strength that always ended up with you crying?
I can't take it anymore. I'm going to watch. You happy now?
I got your message. I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything, huh?
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us. And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration. I find tinsel distracting.
That's a nice way to get together with the family.
Oh, the feats of strength.
The feats of strength.
The airing of grievances. Can the airing be of grievances. Year-round celebration.
I forgot about that as well. Absolutely. Mike, you're on 720 WGN. What's a favorite Christmas TV episode for you, pal?
Hey, Mike here in Michigan. Dragnet. I've heard the radio version on your station. And then in the 50s, black and white. And in the late 60s, when they returned with the series. And Jack Webb had a different partner every time, but it was always about the stolen baby Jesus out of the nativity scene at a Catholic church. And they're unable to solve it, and so they go back to tell the priest on Christmas Eve that they can't solve the crime. And then in through the doors comes a little boy with a red wagon. And in the wagon is the baby Jesus, and he explains that he prayed all year for a red wagon, and he promised the baby Jesus he would have the first ride in it.
You were mentioning the different partners.
That's how it finishes.
Yes, I see. You were mentioning the different partners. They played that twice, didn't they? They have two different stories. One was with Harry Morgan, and one early in the 50s, right?
Yeah, Ben Alexander was the original partner that he had, I think, when that first played. And I don't know the radio version who his partner might have been back then, but I believe that was in the 40s.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's very cool. Mike, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it, pal. Cindy, you're on 720 WGN. Good morning to you. Merry Christmas.
Walton's Homecoming.
Oh, the Walton's Homecoming. So that's the pilot. That's the original movie, right? Yeah, with Patricia O'Neill and some of the cast on that as well. Somebody also texted in Seinfeld, another Seinfeld in here. Taxi is another one. Friends, a lot of people mentioning Friends as well. We've got one from Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I don't know if you remember this, but I think Larry had his in-laws over, and it was a tradition for them to bake holiday cookies in the shape of the manger. So all the characters, the manger itself, and Larry got up and had a late night snack. Let's take a listen.
Larry!
What?
What happened to the cookies?
What?
The cookies!
The cookies from... What, from last night?
Yeah!
What, I ate them!
What? You ate them? They were for the manger scene! Larry, you ate the baby Jesus and his mother Mary!
I thought they were animal cookies!
Animal cookies?
Animal. Oh, are you kidding?
What? Jesus Christ is not an animal, all right?
I thought he was a monkey!
A monkey?
Oh, please!
Larry,
the Son of God was a monkey?
We worked all day on those cookies.
I'm sorry.
You didn't see the hay, the toasted coconut was hay, the barn.
I thought that was all part of the zoo.
Why don't we have a zoo on Christmas Day? Okay,
I mean, you know what? I'll make it up to you.
You're going to make it up to us, Larry, okay? You just swallowed our Lord and Savior.
Good God. That show sometimes gives me anxiety. I'm just going to tell you right
now.
Yeah. It does. Somebody mentioned the SNL Christmas episode, 630. Newest favorite Christmas episode, Ted Lasso. I smiled so hard during the entire episode.
Yep.
My face literally hurt. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the legacy of Dr. Seuss. Dr. Judith Morgan is really the only person that's done a true biography on Dr. Seuss, and it's the 65th anniversary of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the book, the story. And so we're going to do that right after the news next.